Hello, hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptic Shorts. Okay. Let's do this one. I'm going to slip in a classic short. Yeah, let's do this. I'm in the middle of a series. It's the literal series. I'm up to number two. Yeah, I dropped the deuce earlier today. I'm sure that is not entirely what I meant, but perfectly fitting. The third one, hopefully I'll get that out tomorrow. But between two and three, we're just going to slip in a classic news story kind of thing. So Faithwire, here we go. Look out. God has a plan. Okay, I'm still in the title, but I got to tell you, this never goes well. When it starts out with God has a plan, locate your ass and hang on to it, because something's not gonna go well. Here we go. Former terrorist turned Christian. I can't see a problem with this. Predicts thousands in Gaza will come to faith in Jesus. Get through one paragraph. I think one paragraph should do it. Honestly, the title should do it. But that's not fun. One paragraph. The 73-year-old Tasir Tas Abu Sada, a former member of the Fatah terrorist group, recently told Joel Rosenberg, an American-Israeli communication strategist. By the way, I don't know. What is that? It's not important. Told this strategist he believes the war will lead many in Gaza to feel hopeless, abandoned, and lied to by Hamas, the terrorist group governing Gaza. As a result, he predicted they will turn from Islam and toward Christianity. Okay, wow. Just wow. Okay, 2 points, real quick. Day off today, doctors and such. You know, getting hit by a van is the gift that just keeps on giving. So they had me in an MRI machine again today. And I think they're trying to make a decision as to what surgery to do. I mean, I've got arthritis. It's pretty nasty. Got other structural things going on with the knee, torn meniscus and other stuff. The ACL, MCL, LCL complex, that's about the only part of my knee that's not messed up. And even there's some question marks in there too. So anyway, we shall see. So I was off today. My wife gets off in about 15 minutes, 10 minutes really. She'll probably be calling me. So I better wrap it up real quick. Here we go. So, this is a part of God's plan. Christians, does this sound like the God you worship? I just want to know, because take a look at the plan again. God is going to make people feel, you know, because of this war, hopeless, abandoned, and lied to. I mean, honestly, that's how a lot of us felt at the tail end of our Christian walk. So he's good at that. He's damn good. Except he wants them to feel lied to by Hamas, right? And because of that, this is God's plan to get people to turn to Christianity. Just consider that plan. I mean, maybe this is a pretty good plan. Who else might be feeling hopeless, abandoned, and lied to? Yeah, that's a pretty good target for something, right? Do you know any hopeless, abandoned, lied to feeling people? Just go and knock on their door and give them the good news of no God. I mean, what a hell of a plan. All right, but hang on. You might have missed it. So this former Islamic terrorist who hated the Jews so much back in his youth, you know, and he's turned, you know, Christian. Can I put that in air quotes? Because I'm beginning to wonder. So he says they will turn from Islam toward, wait for it, Christianity? Are those the only two choices? Islam or Christianity? I mean, if you're going to leave Islam, it's got to be for Christianity, right? I mean, maybe people leave Islam and go to other religions out of good reasons, you know, more cerebral reasons, maybe more well thought out reasons. But to get them to Christianity, you've got to get them feeling hopeless, abandoned, and lied to by their leaders. Yeah, that math checks out. But hang on. Let's see, what region are we in here? Gaza Strip, looking at map. Are there any other Christian religious groups over there that you know, maybe Islamic people, Muslim people would turn to? I don't know this region well, but Longbeards, Black, Top Hats, Judaisticists? No, I don't know. There's no one else. I mean, come on. The Jews, they're right there. They're right there. Israel, you bombed them, right? You know who, you know, right? Those were the people who were the targets for the attack. Right across the way from Gaza, you know, they're also in the war. And so the people in Gaza, they're not going to come to Yahweh and embrace Judaism. Fuck no. They're going to jump straight to Christianity. Of course, that's what's going to happen. Jews, I mean, honestly, the Jews have been dissed so much throughout history. This may be the biggest one yet. I mean, you got, you know, three major Abrahamic religions, and the Jews aren't even an option for these people. Okay. All right. So that's point number one. I know there's a lot of points, but I'm doing the math. Point number one. So point number two, God's plan. Let me check the dictionary here for the word plan. Planned. Has anyone heard that word before? Seems like it. Something where prior forethought and preparation are required to carry out a course of action that brings about a certain result. A plan. Yes. A plan. God has a plan, which indicates that he's not just rolling with the punches, that he had a specific course of action laid out. In his plan to get people to come to Jesus, to have a literal come to Jesus moment, is to blast innocent people on both sides of the conflict, war and death by the tens of thousands. He says, yeah, that ought to get him to Jesus. that sounds like that would work, right? Because, you know, you can see God in his little council meeting, you know, God having a confab with himself and also his council. You know, he's got a council. Bible describes him having these kinds of war room conferences, getting help from his toadies. So, you know, one of the people that has to be up there is the lying spirit. I mean, the lying spirit doesn't get a name, but that lying spirit, he's helped God before. And God's like, right, yes, good plan, lying spirit. You keep that up and you're going to get a name one day. And, you know, the other courtiers and, oh, yeah, the devil, good old Satan, Lightbringer, that guy. He's up in God's heaven the same way Nick Fuentes is at Mar-a-Lago. Come on, they're tight. Read your Bible, folks. And so I imagine, you know, seeing that one of these conferences was actually narrated in the Old Testament, you know, the Hebrew scripture. Hebrews? Are they over there? Anyway, I can imagine that the council went something like this. God is saying, I am sick and tired of this embarrassment, this region of the world where all eyes are on and there has never been a moment of peace. There's never been peace. People have been praying for peace. Look at all the beauty pageant contestants. They've been asking for peace. Look at all the popes who've been praying for peace. We can't even get peace in my special part of the world. We got to do something, and it's got to be Jesus. We got to bring him to Jesus. How are we going to do it? Asks God. And the first person comes forward, and he says, well, you know, we could... and when I say we, God, I mean mostly you and Bob over there, you can contact him internally via their census divinitatis. And God chuckles and then farts and says, next. And so, you know, someone else comes forward and they say, well, okay, we could try this. I don't think we've tried this before. We could just elevate the people, you know, amplify the voices of the people who are calling for peace and tolerance of people of all faiths. And before this guy even finishes speaking, God is like off with his head because he can't even be bothered. Next. So up comes Satan, because he's the guy who always has the good ideas. I mean, Satan and maybe the lying spirit, they work together on this one. But they say, okay, here's what we do. We instigate these Hamas nutjobs to go over and perform terrorist acts. And then we instigate the Jewish people to react and kill a bunch of innocent people, and we flood the zone with hopelessness and abandonment and feelings of betrayal. And God is like, yeah, that's why you're the light bringer, brother. Let's do that one. That's the plan, folks. That's how God makes his plans. Never mind my Bible. Just read your own. Look up, I'll help you, Lying Spirit. Just look up that little episode, and you'll see that my little polemic is not that far off. Okay, it amazes me that people say this out loud. Yeah, this is not America. This is not the Bible Belt. This is Christian crazy all over the world. This is boots on the ground, butts in the pews Christianity. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.